Okay, today's daf is new perek, daf nun ches in Zvachim. We start perek kachi kachim. If you remember, we said that the fifth and the sixth perek are all about various karbanos and positions of karbanos and halachas of karbanos. So we continue with the first couple of lines of this perek relating to the exact positions of the avodos done by the karbanos. And as we said, the kachi kachim require north. And we'll see what exactly is considered north. As we continue the parak, we'll see later on Daf Sama Gimel, we get into Karim Mincha, what exactly does it mean north. And then we get into start the discussion of the birds, where does the chatos of the birds have to go. And then we get into the Ola Sa'of, and then that leads us into the seventh parak, which is all about mistakes with the karbanos of the birds. As the Masechta continues, and the 8th, 9th, 10th, as we discussed, each have their own topic. So we start the 6th parak today, parak kachi kachi. Kachi kachim sheshachta, hopefully now ezo makomon means a little more to us, and we say it with a little more oomph, no machlokes, not just no machlokes recorded, as the Ritva quoted the Ra'an Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes. Okay, but now we get into kachi kachim, which hopefully we'll give some oomph to. Kachi kachim sheshachta on barosh mizbeach. Am I allowed to shech the carbon on top of the mizbeach? Sheshachta on barosh mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi, omer kiilu nishchutu b'tzafon, Rabbi Yossi says, no problem. It's as if you shechted it in the north. The entire Mizbeach is kosher to Shech Kachi Kachim, the top of the Mizbeach. Got to maneuver your way around because there are three fires that are on top of the Mizbeach, as we'll see. But in terms of the Shechting, one has to do that, one is allowed to do it up north. Right? That's a real case of not needing Halacha, even for any of the limbs of the Karbanos. But if you shechted on top of the Mizbeach, so Rabbi Yossi Amar Kilo Neshchud B'Tzafon, as if it was shechted in the north. So it sounds like it wasn't shechted in the north, but it's as if it has the same halacha as shechted in the north. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. Mechati HaMizbeach V'LaDarom K'Darom, Mechati HaMizbeach V'LaTzafon K'Tzafon. Split the Mizbeach in half on top. The top half of the Mizbeach has the status of north, the southern half of the Mizbeach has the status of south. Where was the Mizbeach? Where was it situated? So that is not clear. Was it in the north half of the Azara, in the south half, was it split in the middle? So for Amud Beis today, we're going to need all the maps, all the pictures, and all the Gemaras have all the different pictures, so we'll have that on Amud Beis. But says the Gemara, the Mishnah, at least we have a Machlokas Tanoim, whether one could check on the north side of the Mizbeach or not. The Gemara will explain whether that's a physical reality or a halachic reality, how that would take place. Tosfos notes, first Tosfos in the Perek, that this is a lashon of bidyeved. Doesn't say shochtin kachi kachim b'rosh mizbeach. It's if you did kachi kachim sheshochtin. Why would it only be bidyeved? Why can't you do a lachanchila? Tosfos quotes be da oraisa shochi lachanchila. Kiddushina mi v'zavachta alav v'shema had nakat diyeved mi derabanan shel tarbitz galalim. We're not sure that we don't want the animal to go to the bathroom up north, up top on the mizbeach. It'll be Zion. So that's why the halacha is only b'di'evet and halacha chila in terms of shechting on top of the mizbeach. They call p'shem the grah that, as we'll see in the Gemara, the hava mina to say otherwise would be that you have to shechting on the north side of the mizbeach, and this is not called the north side. So even though we're yotzei b'di'evet, it's kosher, but you still need a l'chachila of yerech ha-mizbeach, safona. So that is why it's only a bidyeved, because it's not a complete fulfillment of the pasuk. So you have Tosfos and you have the Gra. So the Mishnah says, if you shech b'rosh mizbeach, machlokes whether nishkutu b'tzafon or half and half. What is tzafon? Why is tzafon so important? So we remember we had the Mesha Chachma a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about the beginning of the Ezel Makoman. Tzafon is from the word tzafun. It's hidden, related to those issues which we had. But Pashtus, I mean, the way that the Rishonim discussed it, is there more Kedusha in the Tzafon? Or is it just the Kviyas Makom? This is the place that you have to shecht it. This place has this Makom, this place has a larger Makom. So Rashi here says Kedusha. If you look at about the 10th skinny line in Rashi, Rashi says, the Kedusha Tzafon alav migzeres akasav. We'll get to where that is in the Gemara in a minute. That's Rashi. The Kedusha Tzafon alav. It's Kedusha, special Kedusha of the Tzafon, Migzeres HaKasav. And Rashi Maseches Menachos echoes his ideas here. Rashi Menachos says on 99b, Tzadik Tesla Mabez, De Osan Misadrin Ha'avoda Yehu B'Tzafon, De Kedushas Tzafon Chamira. The Kedusha of Tzafon is Chamor, it's stringent. It's not just a din and this Makom is different. It's more Kadosh. Right, and therefore, that's why Kedushas Safon that's why Safon is unique, because it is more Kaddish. Other Achronim point out other Rashis, not so clear whether this is totally true in all context. Others say it's just a Dinik Fias Makom, but those are important Rashis, Rashi here, and Rashi in Mesechus Menachos. Okay, so we continue the Gemara. So why is it that we have this Machlokas Tanaim, that on top of the Mizbeach, one could either shecht on the entire Mizbeach, or just on the north half of the Mizbeach? Amar Avasi, Amar Bia'un, make Zrikas of the Chatos, very simple. Right, you're up there already, right by the Kronos. You catch the blood and you sprinkle it right there. So Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Haya Rabbi Yossi, Kule Mizbeach B'Tzafon Kai. Rabbi Yochanan had a Misora, as Rashi explains it, Gemara Gamir La Rabbi Yochanan. He had a Misora. Gemara Gamir La Lav Dafka means Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's a Machlokas in general. Whether the words Gemara Gamir La in Shas, here it's only in Rashi, but in Shas, does that mean Halacha Moshe Misinai or not? Rashi and Tosfos many times say Gemara Gamir La means Halacha Moshe Misinai. Achronim point out based on the Rambam seems to not have that definition, because the Rambam quotes, we quoted this a couple days ago in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, the Rambam quotes that there was never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And there are many machlokas about halachas where it says Gemara Gamar La. So it seems like the Rambam only holds halacha Moshe B'Sinai when it says explicitly in Shas. But there's a Mesorah that Rabbi Yochanan has, that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is in the north half. And that's the reason. That's the reason why he says the whole Mizbeach is kosher to shecht on. Why? Because it's physically all in the north. That is Rabbi Yochanan's Mesorah. The question that we're going to talk about is, did Rabbi Yochanan have this Mesorah based on our Mishnah or based on some other source? So at first the Gemara is suggesting it's based on our Mishnah. This Mesorah that was all in the north, that's exactly the basis for our Mishnah. Umay Kamash, my Ke'ilu. So then what does Ke'ilu mean? As if. It is. It's not as if it's Shechta to the north. It is. We're going to say it's as if because it doesn't have the north because it's a little raised in its in airspace. Where it doesn't assume that will make a difference. It's not like shechting in midair, which we said was a problem. It's shechting on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Ma'u deteba b'idin al yarech v'leka kamash malah. No, because you might have said, as the Gra we mentioned already said, you might have said you need al yarech li'ikuva. This is not on the side of the Mizbeach. It is the Mizbeach. You need more than just north. You need on the north side of the Mizbeach. Kamash malan. We don't need that b'di'evet. Okay. So as I just alluded to, the Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Chavav, which said the airspace of Tzafon is not good enough, when we spoke about what happens if you put the animal in the air, what happens if you put the Shochet in the air? We had all those Gemaras. What about for Kabbalah? What about for Shechita? We did all the permutations. So there we paskin that the Avir of the Tzafon was not good enough. But this is better. This is better than that. The Shita Mekubetzes says, look on the Shita Mekubetzes in Os Aleph right here. V'yim Tomar, V'yemaha Enachinami. Who says that Yarech is only L'chadchila? Maybe Enachinami, you need Yarech even B'di'evet. D'beperek, says here, D'beperek, it's a mistake, Kabbalah, says, D'avchavav amin Aleph, Muchach d'be'inan al Yarech la'akev. Right, it says, you can't be in the air because you need al Yarech. So why not here too? Maybe it needs al Yarech. V'yesh Lomar, he has two different formulations of an answer. Number one, the hasam hainu le'inyin avir, the tala v'shachat, l'gabi hachi avi dafka al yarech, avil kan la ba'avir shachit. Yarech is only a problem of avir. Yarech means on the terrestrial side of the Mizbeach. But you cannot be in the air of the Mizbeach. So this is not in the air. This is on the Mizbeach. The only problem of yarech is avir. V'yod yesh lomar, Dahachi kamar, kamash malan, da al yarech mikri. 2 days of the Shidibu Kubetzes. What's the kamash malan? Is the kamash malan that this is not yarech, but it's also not a violation of not yarech? Right? It's not a violation like avir is. Or do we say, no, that this is yarech? Yarech doesn't mean only on the side. It means in proximity of. On the northern proximity. Juxtaposed on the north side of the Mizbeach, either on top of the north side or above the north side on the ground. So important 2 days of the Shita, how to understand the Kamash Malan of the Gemara. Is it actual Yarech or is it just not a violation of not being Yarech? The Minchas Chinuch has a fascinating question, which might be going through some of your minds, and that is, 1 minute, I have a great Makar that on the Mizbeach should be fine. Why doesn't the Gemara quote it? What Makar? Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak, right? That was all the halachas. We learn out that you need a kli shareis by shchita, according to somebody showed him. You need a kli from a yigach hazamachelas. You learn out the halachas of kachim from the akeda. So he was on top, right? He built it all. He built up his veach. He was on top. He put Yitzchak on it. He was about to shecht it, carbon ola. So he asked him in chaschinach in mitzvah kuf lamid beis. Hari belavach yilachar kasha mizvachim nunches tadadat ulachar belavach yilamalo neilaf meakeda dinehi de gilsa Torah gabi kachim de beinon yerecham izbeach mikamakom einuli ikuva kiva de akeda haya kachol esek karban viafilo hachi havi boy laso shchita al mizbeach. It was a mizbeach, all the regular halachas. So why do we learn it from the akeda? So you might say, come on. But he takes it seriously. The Gemara learns halachas of kachim from the akeda. V'yal karchach tzarech lomar, da'asha sover. It must be really, we would be able to, but the Gemara understands yarech to be la'afuke the akeda. And therefore, the akeda must have been a harasha. Dekivan degilsa Torah al yarech afikte mehach da'akeda. It must be goofy, you're right. Theoretically, we would learn from the akeda, but dafka, this pasuk, this shach levitari is saying, don't. The Amrina, the Bezeh HaYerotza Lishchol HaGabi HaMizbeach Haisa Horas Sha'a Levad. That's how you have to understand how the Gemara is understanding this pasuk to be La'afuke the Akeda. Okay, this is, we'll talk about later. He says that on the mitzvah of lighting a fire on the Mizbeach every day. So hopefully we'll get back to that soon. Okay, so the Gemara says, first possibility, what's the Svaris? What's the reason for the Machlokas in the Mishnah? Because, geographically, it was all in the north. So Amalei Rabbi Zeir Ravasi. Ravasi, you quoted this Besorah from Rabbi Yochanan. Elameata. If it's true that Rabbi Yossi Svara is because the Mizbeach is totally in the north, and that's why you keshechted totally on top, so you're going to tell me that's the Svara for the other Shita? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Hachanami, the Chesi B'Tzavon V'Chesi B'Daron. You want to tell me the Chesi B'Tzavon Rabbi Yehuda, you know why it's half and half? Because it's located half and half. You want to say that's true? And if you want to say that, it's not true. Because we learned, v'ha'atu da'amrit. Because you yourself, Rav Asi, said, mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, modi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, shim shachtan k'negdan b'karka psula. You agree, you told me, the name of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that he would agree that if you shechted it k'negdan b'karka, we don't know what that means yet. The Gemara will explain it. But somewhere, where the Mizbeach is supposed to be, Kinegdon Bakarka, there's no Mizbeach there. But if you shechted the Bakarka, psula. But what do you mean? If half of it's in the north, it should be kosher. Kinegdon Bakarka. So you can't say, asks Reb Zeira, that this machlokas is based on geography. You know why the Tanakama, you know why Reb Yossi says the top of it is okay? Because it's all in the north. You know why he says half's okay? Because that's parts of the north. No, it can't be. Because we know if the Mizbeach is not there for some reason, if it's Kinegdon Bakarka and you shech there, it's going to be puzzle. So you see, why, if it's north, at least half of it should be okay. So you have to give a different explanation. So Amar Lei, so Rav Asi answers, okay, you're right. Hachi Kamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's Misora, that Rabbi Yossi says that the entire Mizbeach has the halacha of Safon, it's not because geographically it was in Safon. It was a halachic issue. It might have been in the Safon. As we'll see, it was in the Safon, according to Rabbi Yossi. It was in the Safon, but that's not the reason that you could shecht it on the top of the Mizbeach, and it's all called Safon. All called Safon because halachically, the entire area on top had the halacha of Kedushas Safon. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Not Dafka, because geographically is there. You're right, geographically is there, but that's not the reason. The reason was because halachically it was given that status based on the following pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Shnei Mikorecha Darshu. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda base their shitas on the following pasuk: "V'zavachta alav et shlome alasecha et shlomecha." We say after Maimon Har Sinai, should shecht on the mizbeach the olosecha, your olos and your shlamim. Rabbi Yossi savar kulo laolav kulo l'shlamim. The mizbeach, therefore, what does it mean olosecha et shlomecha? You could check on it alav your olos and your shlamim, meaning it has kedusha to shech l'karban ola, it has kedusha to shech l'karban shlamim, meaning whatever area of the azara you want that kedusha, you got it. You want safon, you got safon. You want, and kashi kalam can be shech on the safon also. But that is how Rabbi Yossi darshits. Olosecha shlomecha, it's all olosecha, and it's all shlomecha. Rabbi Yossi, so that's talking about kedusha. So about the kedusha of the top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda savar, no, chetzi l'olav, chetzi l'shlamim. It should be understood as half and half. Why? Disakadaida kula la ola kasher. If you want to say that the whole mizbeach has the status of tsafon and it's good for nola, then hashta kula la ola kasher kula shlamim mibayi. So if it all has the kedusha of tsafon, so what do you need the pasuk shlamim phrase for? Shlamim you can shecht anywhere. So once you get, what is it all has tsafon status? That's all you should need. So that's why he dashes it as half and half. The kedusha of the mizbeach on top has half kedushas tsafon and half kedushas non tsafon. The idach, and what is, what about Rabbi Yossi? Doesn't he assume that that pasuk is extra also? So where is it? No, it's trich. You need both phrases, and you can't learn one from the other. Sagadat Chamina, I would have said if it only said Ola, you know why the, it has the Kedusha for a carbon Ola? Ola hu dedachik le'makom. By a carbon Ola, it probably gets a little squishy on the north side of the Mizbeach. Right, not too much room there. You have to shecht all kashi kashim on the north side. Right, olas and ashams, and you got to do the kmitzas of the mincha there, and it gets pretty busy there. Shlamim, wherever you want, you can shout it on the east, the south, the west, wherever you want. So ola, maybe the pasuk is giving you a flexibility to shecht on top of the mizbeach because you need more room. Avol shlamim delo dachik le'makom emalo, but shlamim which does not have the chikas makom because you can shecht it anywhere. Maybe you would say you cannot shecht on top of the mizbeach kamashvul, and that's why you have to say shlamim. Even the shlamim can be shechted on top of the mizbeach. Period. Right, this reminds us a little bit of the nes that's listed in Pirkei Avos, the 10 nesim that took place in the Beis Hamikdash every day. One of them was, right, first of all, omdim tzfufim umishtachavim revakim. Right, when they bowed down, there was plenty of room. When they stood up, it was safuf. Right, so here I get, it only says that about the, maybe the Israel, let's say it about the Kohanim. When you gotta have your animal there to shecht, you need some room there with a knife and the blood. So you got the little tzafuf in the north side. It doesn't say that was an ace. That's, so it doesn't say shochtim revakim. It's only mishtachavim revakim. Then just remember the beautiful thought of the Torah Tamima. Another achronim. Torah Tamima is commentary of Pirkei Avos and Baruch Shamar on the other nes. For the Omar ben Adam lachadeiro, sarli amakom sha'alim b'Yushalayim. Nobody said to their friends that it's too narrow for me here in Yushalayim. He points out it doesn't say v'lo hayatzar. V'lo Omar ben Adam lachadeiro, sarli hamakom. It was squishy, but the nes was, nobody complained about it. That was the nes. Right, that's what we yearned for. Or we realize it's a nace to be so tzafuf like sardines. And but everybody had the goal in mind. Everybody had, if you're in a place where you really want to be, if somebody goes to an event, somebody goes to a parade where they're excited about something, so you don't mind being squished, because it's all part of the chavaya. It's all, we're all in this together. And so too, you know, you go to the Beis HaMikdash. So we're all in it together, which all be inspired together, and that's why it was one of the nisim that we still yearn for today. Okay. Gufa, right in the Gemara, right in the middle. Amar Vasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So this quote that we just had before, let's talk about it. Modi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shachton, connect the Bekarka Psulos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda admits that he vishechted it in the Karka, connect on Bekarka Psul. So what exactly does that mean? That if you shech connected the base, the Mizbeach in the ground, you're not allowed to do that. Amar Rabbi Achami, Difti L'Ravina. My connect the Bekarka, what does that mean? Ilema Ama Yesod v'Ama Sovev. If it's talking about shechting on the Yesod, meaning the base that went around the Mizbeach, except on the southeast, or the Ama Sovev, remember in the middle of the Mizbeach, where the Kohen walked on the ledge, where he walked on in order to do the Zrikas on top, for the Chatas by the Kronos. So, is it talking about that? That's what it means, connect the Bekarka, and if you shecht on those, it's possible. Haigufi Mizbeachu. That is the Mizbeach. That's not connect on Bekarka. That is Kedushas Mizbeach. We mentioned a couple days ago. How was the Mizbeach built? You bought a cube of 32, then a cube of 28. You kept filling it in, but that's all Mizbeach. So that's not connect on Bekarka. That's not on Bekarka, and that is Kedushas Mizbeach. So that, oh my connect on Bekarka. Number one, that goof is the Mizbeach, and it doesn't make sense with the words connect on Bekarka. So therefore, you would allow to do. You would be, of course, allowed to do it there. Right, if you could do it on the top of the Mizbeach, this also has the status of the top of the Mizbeach. So you would be able to shecht there. Interesting question. You gotta have the Mesechta on your fingertips to ask this question. The Mikdash David says, hey, remember a couple of days ago, we had a machlokes, whether the southeast corner had a yesod, and it just wasn't mekudash, or it didn't have a yesod at all. Right, so the question is, according to the Manda Amar, so if it doesn't have a yesod, you shecht on the ground there. Of course, that's not the Mizbeach. But let's say, according to Levi, any machlokes on right it was Mekudesh Bedamim or right on Nundalim and Aleph. Right, we had a machlokes about whether it had a yesod or not. So Rab Amar Bebinyan, Levi Amar Bedamim. Levi said it was Bedamim and it had physically it was there, but it didn't have Kedusha. So the Mikdash Rabbah asks in Simon Zion, Os Aleph, what if you shecht on top of that yesod? According to Levi. According to the other Madaver, you're on the ground. But according to Levi, Miyu Yesh Lachtor, but Karen Dromas Mizrachas, Laman Damar Shahayelo Yesod Bebinyan, Rak Shalohay Bedamim, Im Hasham Kasher Lashkidis Kachikashim, Dezed de Marbinon Mizbeach Kitsaphon, Im Zedavka Makam Hamakudash Ladamim. It is part of the Mizbeach, but it doesn't have Kedusha for Zrikas Adam. So could you shech there or not? He's not sure what the Lach is. But again, that's an example of a Kasher that only the Mikdash David would ask. Oh, we did. What do you mean? We did it a week ago. It's out of our brain. No, it's all one idea. So does that have kedusha? It is mizbeach, but it might not have kedusha mizbeach. Rav Chaim said, he asked the question. What about the kevesh? What about the ramp? So the Gemara talks about later on that im ala lo yered that halacha ninth parak halacha that applies if it goes on the ramp. It's already kadosh. So what about shechting on the ramp? Okay, another question. But says the Gemara, so it can't be referring to the Yesod or the Sove because that's not on the ground and it has Kedusha as Karka. V'chi tema da'avin mechilos b'karka v'shachah b'hu. This is the source for the Kotel tunnels. Maybe they made tunnels. They made cavities under the Mizbeach. That's what it's talking about. Right? And that's the lesson of Kenegdon b'karka, literally. So does that work? So the Gemara says, v'chi hai gavne miyami Mizbeach. You're allowed to have that. You're allowed to have cavities under the Mizbeach Watani. We learned in the Braisa, Mizbeach Adama Tasili, right, Pasuk at the end of Yisro. What does that mean? Make me a Mizbeach of Adama, not only made out of Adama, but directly connected to Adama. Sheyehe Mechubar Me'adama. It should be Mechubar to the ground. Shelo Yivnenu Lo Agabi Mechilos, Lo Agabi Kipin. You can't build it on Mechilos or Kipin. What is Mechilos? Mechilos are underground areas. Like cut tunnels, mechilos, and right, what does it say by Hashem? But Tchias Hamesim, what's going to happen? Gilgul mechilos. People are going to roll in those tunnels that are underground. Gilgul mechilos. Mechilos are underground. Keep it or above ground. Keep it like you build a structure that lifts the mizbeach onto poles, so to speak. So you can't have any separation. You can't have any caves underneath. You can't have any poles to lift up the mizbeach. So you can't shecht it under. That's also not an option. So what does it mean? Kenegdan b'karkas pasul. There's no have a mean to have it under. You can't build a mizbeach that way. So lo tzricha debatre b'tzurei. Oh, it's a case of batre b'tzurei. You made it smaller. What does that mean? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right here in the back. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that you made the exact ratio of the mizbeach, exactly how it's supposed to be built, but smaller. You made it half as big as it was, so the north side of the Mizbeach, let's say, is where the Mizbeach used to be. So if you shecht in that spot, now it's Tzafon of the new Mizbeach. But it's where the old Mizbeach used to be. Sarach Lomar, Shepachas Midas Erko Varachbo Ba'aso Meruba Katan. Lefish Midas Erko Varachbo Ein Ma'akvin. Ava Ribua Ma'akev. So it's square, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but it was smaller. Right, so that maybe that's where, and that's on that spot. You might say now it's Sappho. No, it doesn't matter if it's not in Sappho of the dimensions that were given in the Torah. So that is not allowed. That's possible. The Tzon Kachem asks the question that you're allowed to build a small mizbeach. Didn't we read the Rambam a couple of days ago? The Makom Mizbeach was Mechuvan Biyoser. It's exact, and this is where Adam brought his carbon and Kayin and the Akedah and Noach, right, and David HaMelech. Right, so isn't Mechuvan Biyoser? So the Tzon Kachem says it must be that it's Mechuvan where it's dark, that spot. The spot, but you don't need the whole area. And the Pasuk in Navi that says, HaKol B'Ksav, we learn out elsewhere that you have to build it in the exact dimensions that were in Mitzuvah, you just can't build it bigger. But you can build it smaller. You see, you have to see from this Gemara. See, Veloshi, Veleka Lamemar Hekra Shoy Lekatzer, this is the Tzon Kachem. Veleka Lamemar Hekra Shoy Lekatzer, HaKsiv HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem, Dilahosif HaBinyan Aser. Tielfina mi bias, ma bias shishim, apesbech shishim, velo yoser, hainu shi kadosh ad shishim, velo shi chovel asos kain, to be this erka varach ba ima akfin. Ah, big finish we learned today. You're allowed to build a small mizbeach. You can't build a bigger mizbeach, but you're allowed to build a small mizbeach. That is that's the line, batsrei batsurei. Okay. Amar Bezeira. Next, one other ha'ara, and that is the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech asks, in Aleph Yud Gimel, in Beis HaBechira, the Gemara there, that's where the Rambam quotes this halacha, HaMizbeach Ein Osin Oso El Abinyan Avanim. The Mizbeach has to be made out of stone, non-hewn stone. V'zeo Shedemar Batar Mizbeach Adamat HaSalishi Mechubel Adama Shalev Neo Lo Gabi Kipim Lo Gabi Mechilas. Our Gemara he quotes. The problem is, the Mishnah Lamelech says, if you look in a Mishnah in Meseches Para, the Mishnah tells us that there were a lot of cavities underneath Harabayas and the Azara to protect from Tumah, from Kevarat Tahom, just in case there were any kvaris underneath. So, that was there. That was created. So the Mishnah says in Tamid. So what do you mean there was nothing under the Mizbeach? You can't have any hollow areas. Yidavka had hollow areas all under to create an ohel underneath to be chotzeis b'fnei Tumah. So says the Mishnah Melech, it has to be that it was everywhere except the Mizbeach. Xeris HaKasim. Xeris HaKasim, the Mizbeach, Adam HaTasali, straight down. Straight down. You need that. After all, I'll bring you a Raya. The Gemara says in the first, in the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, it was quoted in Tosas, we had it, in Mesech and Sanhedrin, that Chizkiah did a few things that the Chachamim were happy about and the things that they weren't happy about. So one of the things that he did was, he was Ma'abra Deshanim Ibn Atumah. Right, he had to be Ma'abra Deshanim. Why? What was Tameh? Because right before Pesach, they found the skull of Arana HaYavusi under the Mizbeach. So Yerushalmi says. I guess before, after he sold it to David HaMelech, after his kids, like when he died, they went in, they're like, oh, we want him. So they went in and they buried him under the Mizbeach. That's what Yerushalmi says. They found the skull of Ravana Yavusi. So first of all, is it a non-Jew? Is he Matami Ba'ohel? But Lamaisa, it says they were Ma'abed the Shana. But what do you mean? If there was a big ohel, a big cavity in the ground underneath the Mizbeach, the Tumah, it should have been Chotzeis B'fnei HaTumah. See, but there shouldn't have been Tumah. Ah, it must be that under the Mizbeach there was no cavity. That's the Mishnah Lamelech's Raya. Aleph Yud Gimel. Asher Akei Nira De Mechrochim Ani Lomar. The Davka Harabayis Vazaros Lo Hayu Tachtayim Chalul. Aval HaMizbeach Lo Hayu Tachtayim Chalul Bebrek Zeres HaKasif To Mizbeach Adama. And then he brings this Raya. V'yamri Shekam HaMizbeach HaYibanu Kipin HaKayim Olan De Tefach HaTefach Chotzeis. V'yibkein Afim Matzu Tumot Achaz Mizbeach Lo Hayu Tumeim. So it must be that there was no cavity underneath because of the skull of Arvana, that he was Matame, or Aravna, different ways of, you have different Nukudos in different places. Okay, Viter. So here we go. Amar Bezeira. Efshar Isa Lahadra Rabbi Yochanan Lotanina Lava Masisan. What did you just say? You just said that the source for this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the north side of the Azara. That's nowhere in Chas, Mishnayos. You're telling me it's based on Psukim, but it's not the basis of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah doesn't, our Mishnah, you're right, he holds that way, but our Mishnah is based on the fact that the top of the Mizbeach has Kedusha Tzafon, not Dafka, because it is built in the Tzafon, because after all, the second opinion in the Mishnah cannot hold it was built half and half, because we have Masorah that he doesn't agree to that. So, that's based on Kedusha. So, the Mishnah is not the source for Rabbi Yossi, but is there a source out there? Is there a Mishnah in Shas that alludes to the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbeach, the not the ramp, but the entire rest of the Mizbeach, 32 by 32, is built on the north side of the Azara? Is there a Mishnah somewhere? So the Gemara says, yep, Nafach Dokva Ashkach. He went out and he found a Mishnah. Ditznan. The Mishnah says, a Mesech is Tamid. Biru Misham Atzei Te'ena Yafim L'Seder Maracha. It's describing the avoda every morning, which is the entire Maseches Tamid. It's all about the avoda of every morning. So they went in to find beautiful wood from fig trees in order to use for the ma'aracha shnia shal kedaris keneged karen ma'aravis dromis. The Mishnah says that they went in. There were three, generally we assume, according to most, there were three piles of wood on top of the Mizbeach. One was for the burning of the fats, Hector Chalom, and the burning of the carbon. Oh, well, that was the big one. There was another pile of wood in order to burn the Ketores, to take coals from this pile of wood in order to bring inside the Mizbeach Hazav every day, where the Kohen brings the Ketores every day, Machzis, right, Babo, Machzis, Be'erav. And then the third one for Eish Tamid Tukad. For everyone to always have a fire in the Mizbeach. Tukad on the day, Losek, the business of Seyda Raisa, of having the fire always there. So at the end, we gotta get to Amid Beis, because we gotta get through all the Mitzias pictures. So we'll get back at the end, if we have time, to that mitzvah saseh of always having a fire. But the Mishnah says that they always took wood, they took great wood, beautiful wood, te'ena atitena yafeh, in order to put on the ma'aracha shniya, the second ma'aracha, which was used for the ktoreth, to take the coals out to the mizbeach apnimi, a little bit distant from the southwest corner. Mashuch min hakeren klapitzafon arba amas. That's the key line for us. Four amos north from the Karen, meaning from the south side. It's four amos north. That's where the pile of wood was for the ketores. Ba'omer chamisoyim gechalim. You put enough wood there to create five saw of coals. Ubishabbos ba'omer shmonasoyim gechalim. And on Shabbos you put enough wood there to create eight saw of coals. Why do you need more on Shabbos? Shoshama yinostim shnei bazichel levonish lachem apanim. So we know the lachem apanim, the loaves that were eaten by the kohanim every Shabbos, they weren't mutter to eat until I burned the cups of frankincense that hung on the side of the shulchan, the bazichel levona, that had to be burned. Those were burned on this pile also. So that's why you needed a little more coals on Shabbos. Umay simana, Reb Yossi hi. And who is the opinion of this Mishnah? Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi is the one. So we're going to have to do the math. We'll have to do the math. And it's Reb Yossi's opinion that said that this pile for the ketores, whose coals were used for the heichal, was four amos north from the north border of the Mizbeach. Just before we turn over, just one other important ha'ara in Rashi. Rashi says in the fourth medium line, this is the Agadata for today, well, Yotze Zayin, right? The fourth medium line, Rashi says, why figwood? Etadas. The tam agadat hu, shebo haisa takana l'adam arishon, v'yasu lem chagoros. Right? Because, according to one shot, the eights hadas tovara was a fig tree. Machlok is a Sanhedrin we had, but one of the is that it was a fig tree, and dafka, the fig tree caused the chait, and the fig tree was the only one that allowed its leaves to be used then to cover up for the chait, and that's in the chagoros, and because of that, we also try to be misakein, the chait by using it now. What does it mean, misakein the chait? So just have to add a little bit more. The Tiferes Yisrael and Maseches Tamid on this Mishnah says, because the chait was Lashon Hara. The chait was Lashon Hara, right? Adam accepted the Lashon Hara, and the ketores, which this pile of wood is used for, what does it say in the later on in Daf Peches? Real Agadata, the ketores is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. So you put all that together, you look at the Tiferes Yisrael and Tumid, Perek Beis, Oslam and Aleph, that's where he discusses how it fits in beautifully for the fig leaves, Dafka, the wood from the fig tree, to be used for this pile of wood. Okay, so the Mishnah says that this pile was four amos from the bottom, and it's Rabbi Yossi Shita, Tanya, here we go. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zeh Simen. Rabbi Yossi says, this is the code that you have to know. Kol anital bifnim linasi machutz. Anything that's taken from the inside to put on the outside. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. Eino no sein ela besamach she'en lefnim. Anything that's you taken from the inside to put on the outside, let's say from inside the heichal to put on the outer mizbeach, you put it on the closest spots that's not inside. I mean, the first spot that you hit outside. V'chol anital bachutz litasi bifnim. And the opposite, something that you've taken from the outside to take inside, eino nital ela besamach she'en lefnim. You put it on the closest spot. That's not inside. In the closest spot, closest to the inside. So what does each of these phrases refer to? What is the item that's inside that you put outside? What is that referring to? Are we talking about the leftover blood of the inner sprinklings, let's say the chatos pnimios, if it's the leftover blood, and therefore that's teaching me that you put it on the closest spot when you go outside, like we had already. So behedyik sibahu. That can't be, excuse me, that can't be the new chiddush that Rabbi Yossi is teaching me, because that's a Beferish Pasuk. El Yesod Mizbacha Olah Asher Pesach Olamoi. That already taught me earlier in the Masechta, the southwest corner and the west side. Now we had a discussion, Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs versus Tadir, right? That was, I think, last Friday. Visu, and also, what about the other half of his statement? Kol anital bachutz linasim bifnim. Anything that you have outside that you take it inside, my niyu, what's that referring to? Ilei megacholim shel yom kippurim. If you're talking about the special coals that the Kohen Gadol took in with him, with the Ketores, into the Kodesh Kadashim. What the Gemara calls, and the Mishnah calls, avoda kasha shebe mikdash. The hardest avoda. He has to carry the coals in one hand and the Ketores in another, and he can't drop even a tiny little drop. So is that what it's talking about? So bad yiksibahu. Again, it says that beferish in the pasuk. V'lokach malo machta gach layesh. And the Shita says, you gotta keep reading. The Shiva Gubetz takes out the word v'chulu. Says, you can't have v'chulu here. In those base. Me'alam is beach mi'lefnei Hashem. It says l'fnei Hashem. So it's got to be the closest spot to the closest to Lefei Hashem. So what's it referring to? So the Gemara says as follows. Ella, this is what it's referring to. Kol anita befimli nasim bachutz. What is being referred to by anything that you have inside that you take it outside? Shnei bazich levonish alechem apanim. It's referring to our little cups of frankincense that hang on the shulchan the entire week. Every Shabbos is when the Kohanim, you know, the Kohanim get special Onik Shabbos. They get, they switch the lechem upon him on Shabbos. So they take them out, but you have to burn the Bazich Levona. So you take that from inside to outside, you burn it on this pile. This southwest pile of wood on the southwest top of the Mizbeach. That's what we're referring to. The Gamri Mishirayim, because we learned it from the Shirayim, just like the Shirayim of the Zrikas Bifnim are poured on the southwest corner. So too, this pile of wood is closest, as close to the corner as you could get. What are the other phrase? What's something that's outside is put inside? Gechalim. We're talking about the Gechalim to call Yom of Yoma. The Gechalim of the Ktoris for every day. The Gamrim Gechalim to Yom Kippurim, which is also brought from this pile. Right? Same pile that we're talking about. The Bazich Levona burned on the pile and the Gechalim are burned on the pile. Okay. So now we know this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. That's what we're assuming now. We're saying we don't know for sure. We're guessing that our Mishnah that says that it's got to be on the southwest corner for these purposes is Rabbi Yossi Shita. And again, where exactly is it located? Now we got to have the math in our brain. You don't need the pictures. Just keep it clear in the brain. Four amos up. Four amos up from the south corner. Okay? So now, based on that, you know what we're going to figure out? According to Rabbi Yossi, where was the Mizbeach? That's the whole purpose of this exercise that we're about to do. We're going to prove from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire structure of the Mizbeach was on the north half of the Azara. That's what we're going to prove based on the fact that we know that this pile of wood was four amos up from the south border. Okay, that's what we're going to prove. So Micah Savar. Let's go through every option. Let's say that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the south. The entire Mizbeach in the south, so one second. Esther Mishavah by Lameisai. If it's in the south, then you should have to build this pile of wood 27 amos from the south border. Why 27 amos? Let's do the math. The doorway of the Heichal, the Mizbeach has to be in the doorway of the Heichal. That's where you have to light this fire. Pesach Omoy. That's what you have to bring it into the Heichal out. It was 10 amos north-south. It was 10 amos wide, the doorway of the Heichal. And the Mizbeach was 32 by 32, as we had. Right, north-south and east-west. But north-south for us, 32. So if the entire Mizbeach was in the south, so then the only way to be opposite the Pesach would be to be at least 27 amos up north in order to get it across from the Pesach Ol Moed. You have to get it across, so you can't, if it's 5 amos, it's all the way, the entire Mizbeach is in the south. The 32 amos in the south, what does it mean in the south? That it's up to the bottom 5 amos of the doorway is in the south. The top 5 amos of the doorway is in the north, right? The Pesach is exactly in the middle of the Azara, north-south. So let's say the Mizbeach is all the way in the south, so the north border of the Mizbeach, the north border of the Mizbeach is in the exact center of the doorway. Right? Because it's all in the south. So, if you want to have this Mizbeach, you want to have this pile of wood, Pesach Olmoid, it's got to be at least in the top 5 amos of the Mizbeach, which is, Mizbeach is 32. So it's not 4 amos away. So that doesn't work. It doesn't work to have the Mizbeach there.
We're talking Mikdash.
We're not talking about the width there. Now we're just talking north-south.
North-south,
well, we know, it doesn't matter how big the whole Azara was. We know that the doorway of the Olamoy was 10 amos. We know the Mizbeach, if it was in the south side, it was at the border of the south. The northernmost border of the south side of the Azara. That's where the Mizbeach was. So even if it was on the northernmost border, meaning the bottom 5 amos of the doorway, that's where the top of the Mizbeach was, the north side of the Mizbeach was. So if you want to build this pile of wood, it's got to be in the parallel 5 amos. So that means 27 amos at least from the south border. So that doesn't work in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says it's only 4 amos away. So let's try again. I can add on a few. If you want to say, maybe the Ulam, remember the Ulam was the front of the Heichal. It was a little fatter, right? It was wider. It was 10 amos. It was double the size. So instead of 10 amos doorway, you have 20 amos doorway. Okay, so you can take off 5 amos, but you're still way short.
If you want to say the Kedusha of the Ulam was also Esther Vitarti Boy Mesa, you still have to go 22 Amos away from the southern border. Because still, again, how long, how far, let's say, is the Pesach now? It's 20 Amos. So the bottom 10 Amos is where the Mizbeach is, the bottom 10 Amos. But so you got to go 22 Amos up away from the southern border. So that doesn't work. So V'ik Savar, next try. Chetzia B'tzafon V'chetzia B'darom. So let's say the Mizbeach was in the middle. Let's say the Mizbeach was half in the north, half in the south. Meaning, the Mizbeach was 32 by 32. So 16 Amos of the Mizbeach was in the north, 16 Amos was in the south. So let's do the math. So 16 Amos were in the south, and the doorway was 10 Amos, so 5 Amos. So how far north do you have to go? You gotta go 11 Amos north from the south border. So, Chadzre Boy Lemesi, you gotta go 11 Amos north. That also doesn't work. And again, you want to add on the Ulam, Elaksavar, Kedushas Hechav Ulam Chadamilsa, he, Shis Boy Lemesi, you gotta at least go 6 then. Right? Cause then you have 10 Amos of the south that's across from the Mizbeach. So 10 Amos, but if the Mizbeach has 16 Amos in the south, if it's half and half, so you gotta go at least 6 Amos north to get it into the parallel across the Pesach HaMoed. So it still doesn't work. Why? Because the Mishnah says 4. So 27, 22, we're getting closer, but we're still not there. So Ella, what's the only choice left? La Mishum de Kasavar, Kule Mizbeach B'tzafon Kai. The entire Mizbeach must be in the north. And therefore what? All 32 Amos are all in the north. Vahani Arba Amo, and then it's fine. Right? Because it goes the top 5 Amos of the top 5 Amos of the doorway were across from the bottom 5 Amos of the Mizbeach. And it says, you have to build it 4 Amos. What the Mishnah is saying is that you can't build more than 4 Amos. Because more than 5 Amos is going to be 2 north. But more than, why can't you build the 2 Amos? What, where's the 4 Amos? No. Because Amma Yisod, the first Amma is the base, so you can't put it there. Amma Sovev, the next Amma in is the Sovev, the ledge that went around. V'yama Makam Kronos, the next Amma is where the Keren is. V'yama Makam Ragli HaKohanim. And you also need area for the Kohanim to walk on all sides of the fire. You can't put it all the way in the corner. So you have to have one room. So that's why Amma, 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 Amma. So right there. That's exactly where it's built. If you put it even more north, forget, it's not going to be connected to Pesach. But that's the Svara. This is the Mishnah where we know that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach is totally on the north side of the Mizbeach. Fine. Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Gemara says, how do you know it's Rabbi Yossi? Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Why? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mizbeach Memutze Omer Be'emsa Hazara. Rabbi Yehuda had the possibility we mentioned earlier. It was in the middle. Vishlosha Vishlaim Amos Hailo. It was 32 Amos by 30, 32 by 32, and he had it in the middle. Esther Amos Kenega Pisco Shal Hechal. And it was 10, the middle 10 were Kenega the Pesach. Achatz Asrei Amos Mikan, Achatz Asrei Amos Mikan. 11 and 11. Fine. Nimsa Mizbeach Mechuba Kenega the Hechal. Right, it was exactly in the middle. Look, I said, 1 minute. We already did the math before. It didn't work if it was in the middle. So, Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah? Chatzrei boy lemeisei. You got to go 11. V'i ksavar kedushas hechav ulam chadim milsei shis boy lemeisei. You need at least 6. You already did that math. So, how can you say it's Rabbi Yehuda shita? So, Gemara says, mi sabris hani arba amos bahadi ami yisod v'ama sovev. Who says the 4 are including the ama of the yisod and the sovev? Arba Amos, Barmi Amos, Yisod Amos Sovev. No, it's the 4 besides those 2. So it is 6. It is 6. And therefore, the Mishnah, there's no raya from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi, the author of our Mishnah in Zvachim, that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbeach in the north. Maybe this is all Rabbi Yehuda's. The Gemara says, 1 second. You came up with such a great Svara to explain that how it could be Rabbi Yehuda's. Why don't we just say that for Rabbi Yossi? V'nukmek Rabbi Yossi above Musa. You could have just said the Rabbi Yossi is in the middle also. Answer, no. Mishad Rabbi Yehuda shaman alei memutza ba'adei. No, we have a Rabbi Yehuda says it explicitly. We have a source, Rabbi Yehuda says it explicitly, so if he says it explicitly, we'll put him in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yossi, we don't have it explicitly, we just have a misora from Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore we'd rather put Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and not Rabbi Yossi, period. The Gemara now, afterwards, we're going to stop here, but the Gemara is going to try to figure out a third opinion who the Mishnah might be like. Just to quote, just to end, like I said, we would mention it, the it's a separate mitzvah asay. We're talking about the bottom left, the southern west, southwest pile of wood that was always there, but the separate mitzvah, kufam and vez in the chinuch, lahavir eish alam mizbeach b'chol yom tabin. The third pile was to always have a fire there. right? Even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu, a fire comes down from Shemayim, right? There's a special mitzvah, a zu bifnei atzma, milvat esh atzorach lakarbon, how you borim esh b'mizbeach l'mitzvah zu. Right, and why? Because as the Sefer HaChinuch says, kinisim gdolim asher yasa hakel al bnei adam betuvah agadol, lolim yasim b'derach seser. Even though Hashem brings the fire, He wants it to appear like it's not an ace. And therefore, the fire comes down from heaven, but we bring the wood. We bring the wood to cover up the nace. And that's why Sivan Lahab Ace from Mizbeh, Avabisha Sham Yorid Ace Bida Shamayim, Kidilahaskir at Ace, Lafia Domish or Aisha Yoredas, Lohisa Nirace Kiri Dasa. It doesn't appear that way. So there's a Mrs. Asay to have fire, the Mrs. Losa say Lotichbe. Right? Ace Tamid Asay Lotichbe is the Losa say. Kuflamid Bez and Kuflamid Gim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, just keep in mind, next two Bez Hashem next week, Sunday, Monday, we'll have Shir. Tuesday, I'm going to be away. So, but Bez Hashem Sunday, Monday will be regular Shir. Bezrat Hashem.